Hello, everyone. You know what time it is. February and March are just a bit overdue, maybe by like 2 months. So why don't we get in and actually open the Word file and read these, nice little critiques now that I actually have them. So without further ado, let's start off with you, Tora. So you had a lot of power in this piece, and I can find enjoyment here. But you just have some downright sloppy grammatical flops in this that really just made me go, huh? Come on, really? You're capable of better editing than this one. And in that respect, I was frankly a bit disappointed. Now, while the feeling was present in this piece, and I mentioned that there was power, I didn't mention that it was necessarily delivered well. And at the end of the day, I kind of walked away from this poem feeling as though I was just told something, and I didn't experience it. And I think that you're capable of hitting that particular magic talent of actually experiencing through your writing what you're trying to convey. And I think you can do better than this one, frankly. And not even think. I know you can do better than this one and invoke some true magic awesome sauce. So reload and try again. More scrolling through this gigantic Word file. Frosted Midnight. Fucking fuck win. That's all I got. Well, I'll come back to this in a little bit. But first, I'm going to jump to Yumi. Welcome back. This one was pretty good, but I think you fell victim, in my opinion, to the same thing that transpired with Eutora. I feel like I was being told something. Let's just look at, my fucking fuck explanation of Frosted. Frosted gave me a story that I can't even really put that many words to, but I'll try and say it was all there. And I felt like I was actually there in this story. So I think you did a fine job with the description of your piece, but I get the feeling that you handled one side of a portrait. You painted it. I just now need to be invited to view it, and I don't know the address to your gallery. And, that's a problem. Now, I've also never been a fan of the one-word sentence either. I'm giving like a glare of all-knowing, scorn here. Please send me the address to your gallery so that I may actually come in and fully experience how you're trying to captivate me. That's a good idea. More scrolling around to Voice of Creation. Now, if anyone knows how to write a story, it's you, VOC. Crisscross applesaucing literally made me just burst out laughing in my room, which is a rare thing indeed and, brings nothing but props. I've also always been a fan of integrating poetry and prose as well, because I just think it's a great way to shift and control tempo and really encapsulate a point that you want to make in a small little package, and you're certainly capable of doing it. That being said, I've also enjoyed this work of yours. However, I think I need to give a little warning here. Now, there's nothing wrong with continuing a story, but once we get into GGW8, in other words, that thing that's going to start in like 3 or 4 days, I'm going to want to see spice and not the same thread, just because it's a quick path to boredom, which is never a good thing, especially with me. That being said, you delivered me a fine piece and I appreciate it. But and big but, I think it's pretty obvious given the fact that I said fucking fuck win for Frosted where this is going. Frosted takes this one like a boss. And those were the only entries I received, which is semi-sad. I'm not sure 4 entries in a round is really a good sign, but it is what it is. Things are slowing down here. That's just how it whirls. So until next time. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.